Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another podcast of Smart Finance 360, Your Mortgage and More. I'm really excited today because we have Miranda Evans. She's a real estate agent and she is awesome. And we're just going to dive right in because today we're going to focus a little bit about being a community-driven expert. Now, Miranda, you have a really, really good focus on this. You focus a ton on the community. I like to talk about people's why or why they do things because obviously people don't understand, but being a real estate agent that's successful in the community, you have to put a lot of effort in. It's not easy. It's kind of hard, actually. But for you, you've had a lot of success. Do you have any kind of success stories or what was your why of why it happened that you just decided to become a real estate agent? But what was something that helped uniquely define your approach of your work?
You know, I've been in real estate for almost 4 years now. And something that happened last year was one of the darkest years that I've had in my entire life.
For a lot of people. Or if it wasn't last year, maybe the year before that. Or the year before that. It's been a kind of a grind the last 3 years, but...
Yeah. In that dark year, I met an unforgettable young man who was looking to buy his first home. And a little bit about his backstory. He was born with a condition that led doctors and professionals to believe that he would never be self-sufficient. He would never drive a car. And he'd never live on his own. And I will tell you, that closing was a closing I'll never forget. I will never forget that. This is more his success story, but the success for me was being able to walk beside him and go on his home buying journey with him.
Yeah.
It was an unforgettable experience. And that leads me to my why. You know, it's amazing what you can achieve when you have a good community supporting you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially when you have experiences where you helped change this person's life. I mean, to be able to achieve home ownership is one of the biggest things I think people don't understand of. It's a great celebration you should have in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
You can achieve home ownership. And it opens up so many different avenues for these people, but great experience for you to be able to have that. You know, I see you get emotional on it.
It's
nice to see that, you know, there's people that do care. Like it's there in our jobs are grind. So sometimes it's fun to see those stories, right? Or hear those stories. And for you being a community driven expert, what are some of the core values you kind of value on or lean on, not only just from that experience, but to become a community expert? What's kind of your thoughts there?
You know, I feel like something that I've learned is real estate is so much more than just buying, selling, or investing. It is about being part of a community and supporting those at the heart of the neighborhoods. And so that is what drives me. And I hope to contribute to the heart and soul of the neighborhoods that I service through meaningful connections.
Yeah, I think having the connections, boots on the ground, understanding what's going on throughout the community. A lot of times, real estate agents have an opportunity to kind of be the mayor for some of these people as far as what's going on in the community. What are some common misconceptions you're seeing right now? You mentioned, I think before when we were talking about this, the 5 D's. Can you kind of talk about those?
Yeah.
The misconceptions of buying and selling real estate?
Absolutely. You know, so many people are trying to time the big events in their lives around interest rates and what's going on in the market. It's crazy to me. So going back to the 5 D's, one of my favorite realtors on social media talks about these. And that is diamonds, getting married, diapers, growing a family, divorce. Unfortunately, that happens no matter what interest rates are doing. Debt, death, and I think that's all five.
Yeah,
that's the five D's. That's it.
There.
The 5 D's.
Yeah, so that's a, you know, that's a way better focus because, like, you're right. People are just focused on interest rates. Interest rates are going to go down and up historically, but you can't really time any of those 5Ds as much. You can't.
No.
You can try, but you can't. And right now we're seeing a lot of the second D, I would say, when you say diapers, a lot of these people that bought in 2021, 2020 that have these amazing interest rates, they're calling me. They're like, Kyle, I don't like my house.
Yeah.
What do I do with this?
Absolutely.
I say, hey, if you want to, I'll teach you. Turn it into a rental. It's a great rental rate forever now. This will be phenomenal.
Yeah.
But they're like, I want a backyard. I want my kids to be able to play. I don't have one here. And or other people have complained that, you know, it was such a crazy market back then that I had to settle and I didn't really care for this house. So I just settled for the interest rate and I'm not happy. So, I mean, I think the 5Ds are, that's, I liked talking about that just because people don't, they don't focus on the right things when buying a house. So that's a misconception of like, don't just only focus on interest rates. Like you said, divorces, it stinks when it happens, but you can't control, like, you have a timeline now that you're going to probably have to either sell that house or get into a new mortgage or, you know, buy other real estate. And so I liked that focus on that piece. And
absolutely. My advice is quit trying to plan your life around what's going on in the real estate market.
Yeah, exactly. I love that focus. Another focus I love that you have here is challenges and also the triumphs of being your own support system. So for you, you've grown a lot in the last 4 years. Tell us a little bit the roadblocks, kind of, you know, the journey that you've kind of made to be where you are now.
So being a solo agent is a challenge all on its own. I work in a brokerage that has, it's a small family-owned brokerage. It's myself, my broker, and one other agent that I have never spoken to.
Very boutique style.
It's very boutique style, yes. And while it does have its perks, it's a lonely road. And so through that, I've had to learn to build my own support system. And that kind of goes back to community, building my own community. But I've done that through networking. And my network has been my saving grace at times.
Yes. You know, I think I've a lot of people listening to this, whether they be real estate agents, salespeople, loan officers, et cetera. A lot of times, yeah, there are different support systems that you have in your life, whether it be your family, whether it be a loan officer when it comes to having a great operations team. But sometimes when it comes to sales, you are on your own island at times. Like, you are your own CEO every single day. You have to wake up, go to work, decide if I'm going to have a great day or not. Like, yes, there are great accountability coaches, accountability partners, branch managers that can help you. But for you, what drove you every day when you probably didn't have an accountability manager? You just had to go out and do it.
Yeah, it's, you know, real estate, you have to have a little grit.
Yeah.
You have to have a little grit.
You do.
And it was exactly that. I had to learn to surround myself with people who were going to not only inspire me, but challenge me. I had to surround myself with people who want better for me or expect better from me than I do of myself. And that's what I've gotten through networking.
Yeah, networking is huge. And you nailed it right on the head there. You know, it's the type of people you network with. How did you find out to network in your community? What did you do to, because you're at a boutique place, they probably didn't tell you, hey, go to these networking events, go here, go there. How did you kind of find out and get into some of these networking events and just, you know, professional events that can help you network?
Organically, I had a lot of friends that are in the real estate industry. And so I felt like a lot of them kind of grabbed my hand and dragged me along with them. And I'm so grateful for that. I have a lot of friends that are in the industry that are also football moms. I have a young son. And so those football moms that are also in the real estate industry, they were a big part of that.
Yeah, that's amazing that you are able to lean into the community of not only just common interests, but things that are going on in your life.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, if you want to do real estate or you want to go in some sort of profession where you can help people with sales, right? With whether it be a loan officer or a roofer or different professions, you got to get in the community. And the best way to do it is, I think, how you did it is an amazing way because you got in the community because not only are you enjoying working with the same type of people that are going through the same journey as you in different areas of life. Like you said, the football moms.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a great way to work with people you want to work with. I'm in the point of my career that I actually get to work with people who I want to work with.
Yes.
You may not jive well with everyone. You may jive amazing with some. If you jive amazing with those some, please latch on to those people because they make your life so much easier. I remember first in my career, I was always just like, man, this real estate agent sends me a lot of business, but they treat me like crap. But man, I like the money.
Yeah.
But after time, it's like, this is miserable. I'm sorry. I just can't. I don't jive well. I can't do this. And sometimes you got to let those people go. And then you realize when you work hard and you get into different avenues, you actually can work with people you jive with. So this is great. You also focus a lot on marketing. Any feedback you can give real estate agents to, you got good marketing online. How do you find good marketing material? You mentioned things I like that you said. Some people try not to be cringy. What are some things that you do every day to spark those ideas to just kind of get out there? Because, you know, everyone's on their phone always. So I like to be on social media, but what's kind of the things
Absolutely.
That you do?
For one, I put money into it. I have a, I don't know if you'd call it a platform, but kind of a subscription that gives me some ideas. Cool. And it
helps.
It does. It does. It gets the juices flowing. Now, there's a lot of ideas that are provided that I don't use. But as long as those juices are flowing, it helps me to open my eyes to the content that's already in front of me. My everyday.
Don't you have to think.
Yeah, kind of exactly.
Just giving you the thought process first, and then the juices can start flowing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's phenomenal. You got great content. Last question I have for you is, how can people reach out to you? How can they follow you on, what's your handles on Instagram and social media?
On social media, I'm Miranda of Real Estate. So it's Miranda _of_ real estate, one word. That's on Facebook and Instagram. And then I'm also on LinkedIn, just under Miranda Evans.
Perfect. Well, Miranda did a great job. My call to action here is, please dive into community and become a driven expert in that community. Do what Miranda did. She was able to lean into her community, and she's absolutely crushing it. And thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This was a blast.